Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
Let's just say you're in a relationship, right? And your husband, just not great in bed. Not really good at all. For a whole bunch of different reasons. He's too fast, it's too slow, whatever, right? And we've had this conversation before where you're not exactly sure what to say to him to get him better in this area. But I didn't realize until this morning that there's a profession called sexual healers.
Okay.
These are legitimate women that will come into your house and sleep with your husband and offer him pointers for you.
What? Sleep? Wait. Come yes. One more time again.
Natalie back there is making these noise.
Perhaps you'd like to get in on this break.
What is it again? Say that one more time.
The sexual healer. Uh-huh. Hired by you, the wife, to sleep with the husband and give him pointers on what he's doing right and what he's doing wrong.
Now, is she now, in the room at the time?
Let's read together, shall we? I didn't even read the whole article, so I'm going to have to read slowly just in case there are bad words. Mari Simone boasts a sex resume of over 1,500 guys, many of them quote-unquote clients, and technically other women's husbands or boyfriends. She says, I earn my living by sleeping with other women's husbands or boyfriends, but I am in no way a prostitute, as sex surrogacy is legal.
Sex surrogacy. Huh.
Now, I thought it was weird to have another woman carry your baby. Another woman to take care of your sex, that's a little weird.
As long as it is done in a therapeutic and healing atmosphere, sex surrogacy is legal. People are paying for counseling and to cure their problems, not sex.
Wow. I mean, I understand the concept, but I just think like the reality of actually going through that seems...
Oh. Uh-uh.
She says, I'm helping improve and change the sex lives of thousands of men, which means I'm also helping improve the sex lives of their wives and girlfriends. According to an interview, couples flock to the 54-year-old. I mean, couples flock to the 54-year-old.
The batteries just ran out on Bert.
Does that make it okay now?
That was great.
Like, if that was...
veteran, but I'm sure there are interns.
If it was the 23-year-old, Bert would have just not even... But he's like, club the 54.
Well, in order to be good at it, I mean, I guess you have to be an expert and you have to be seasoned, so 54,
yeah,
I guess.
And you also need to be limber.
Couples flock to the 54-year-old for sexual counseling. She charges about $100 a session, and she has 5 appointments a day.
Oh, no.
Not only is it old, it's worn out.
Can we do the math on this? So if she's been doing this for 20 years and
she's trying to help the guy who's doing it wrong.
Oof. Yeah, she can't even enjoy it. That's 5 times a day having sex with a dude that's not even good at it.
Well, here's my question.
Who's your grandma?
Here's what I thought of when you first brought it up. Don't you think that the guys would perform better for somebody new than they would for somebody they've been with a long time?
Yeah, I think that. You know what? I think this is a giant practical joke. I think the wife says to the guy, hey, honey, look, you know, things aren't going great in bed. So I've gone ahead and got someone who's going to come in and join us in the bedroom. And meanwhile, he's thinking about the 19-year-old who works at the Starbucks he goes to every morning. He's like, oh, bring it. I know you and her have been flirting. Yeah.
Right.
And then in walks his mother's friend.
He's 54.
And he's like, wait a minute.
What's happening here? But this is obviously happening if she's had 1,500 partners.
1,500. She says, sure, damn. Sometimes she gets naked, but her main objective is to make couples feel more at ease in the sex department. She counsels women, too. All of my sessions start in the same way. We start by chatting while I caress their hands to make them feel relaxed and confident with me.
Ew.
This is getting too graphic. The word caress.
Me too. A 54-year-old woman caressing your hands. That's, I don't know. The visual on it is not good.
During the next few sessions, I move to giving them back and shoulder massages so the client, well, you guys get it.
No, keep reading.
That's slower.
Sometimes I'll have sex with a husband in front of his wife. To show them both how to be more sensitive lovers.
Because I've seen in some, that's why I asked if she was in the room with him, because there's some TV show that I saw where this was something that a couple had engaged in, where they hired somebody to have sex with him while the wife watched, and she talked to them through the entire thing.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
she's giving details to both in the relationship exactly what to do.
That's a HBO Real Sex. That was every other episode of Real Sex on HBO was some sort of weird class, and the people were always ugly.
Real Sex was a great show.
It was a great show.
Is that not on?
But the guy could feel defeated if you're giving him advice while he's doing it.
Well, but the he's there for a reason. Defeated. I mean, he's defeated just by the suggestion alone. I mean, here we have to bring somebody in because you're not enjoying it. I'm not enjoying it. So rather than just give up, let's bring a teacher in.
Yeah. And that, like,
would
any teacher, but like the girl who taught you, the woman who taught you math in elementary school.
Yeah. Would you guys do that, though? If your wives came to you and said, we need to work on this, would you bring in somebody else to work on it?
I'd read every book. I'd watch every video. I'd do everything I could. That wouldn't even be an option.
I would ask her to show me who she wanted to bring in to work on it.
Now, if she gives us that option, you find somebody.
Right.
And you just pick somebody that you like and they can come on in and show you exactly what you're doing right or wrong. And perhaps.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mary.
Hi. I was listening, obviously, because I'm a big fan of your guys.
Thank you.
But there are a lot of sexy 54-year-olds out there. Take a look at Madonna.
Yep.
That's true.
I mean,
she's a sexy 54-year-old.
If Madonna offered to teach you a thing or two, would you turn her down?
Yes. Madonna is...
I would turn Madonna down.
She frightens me.
Yeah.
But I bet she knows a lot.
Anywhere Dennis Rodman has been, I'm not going anywhere near that. But I understand what you're saying. And when my wife turns 54, she'll be hot and sexy.
Of course.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
I just meant like in the visual that I had in my head as Bert was reading that story, whatever woman I was picturing in my head, it was not a good scene.
Mm-mm.
I didn't mean in general.
I imagine that if that happened to me, the woman would look the same way Paula Deen did walking away from getting hit with the ham. Like covering her face, screaming, oh my God, it hit me right in the head. Walking away.
Maybe that's the problem. That's why she hired her.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey.
Hi.
I so would have done that with my ex-husband. He was horrible.
Really?
But would he have been open to that?
Probably, because he was a bit of a pervert, so he probably would have been very open to that.
But didn't you know he was bad in bed before y'all got married? Like, isn't that your fault? That
he was good at certain things, though. It's just that one part. It was too quick. And I tried to teach him how to slow down some, but it didn't work for me.
One way to slow it down is to surprise him with his mom in the room teaching him how to do it.
Yeah, that probably would have slowed it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys inevitably break up because of that one thing?
No, it was a lot of other reasons. But that would have helped out a little bit, though.
Okay, thank you. And Morgan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello. Hi, Bert.
Hey, Morgan.
I was just wondering, don't you think if she was less hot, it would be easier to to get directions from her? Because if she's real hot, nobody's paying attention to her. If she's real hot, the wife is all in it, the husband's all into her being hot, nobody's listening to it.
That's probably a good idea.
And
so if she was less hot, then she would be a little bit more of a credible source, don't you think so?
Yeah. More effective.
That's a good argument. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We really can dissect anything on this show. Good morning, Casey. You're on Q100. Hi.
This is Kathy.
Yes.
Hey. That's what we called you. Just listen better.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to reiterate what one of the previous callers said.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to your radio show every morning. I love your show, but I'm quite offended this morning because there are, and I'm one of them, very nice-looking 50-year-old women.
I don't doubt it.
And I really find it very offensive, the comments that you're making, and I think you're going to offend a lot of people and a lot of listeners.
You know this is a radio show and we're just joking, right?
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, it doesn't sound like it to you because you're over 50 and you're offended by it.
Exactly.
But we made a million jokes this morning about other things that you didn't find offensive at all. But this one is close to your heart, so you found this one offensive.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I think you're hot. You just sound like a hot 50-year-old.
Well, I am, so thank you very much. And you don't quit living just because you turn 50.
Damn
so
right,
I would love to talk to all of you when you turn 50.
for me, it's not that far away. I'll talk to you in a couple years.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.